With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I got to bring something up before we get to Rico's notable, quotable, potables. Gentlemen, are you aware of what went down this weekend in the world of NIL, college football? I can't even believe this headline is real. A quarterback that no one has ever heard of named Jaden Rashada. Not even a five-star prospect. He's a four-star prospect, and he's number seven quarterback in this upcoming class per 24/7 Sports. Has agreed to a, ready for this, $9.5 million NIL deal with Miami booster John Ruiz while turning down an $11 million offer from Florida's Gator Collective. Now, mind you, an inquiry has already been launched with Miami and Ruiz regarding NIL. So here's what you're told.
Well, he's got a over 100 deals already,
right,
with players.
But it's, you're not supposed to be able to just pay a kid to come to school. It's that they come to school and then you set them up with business deals. I think we all know, a tomato, tomato, it's all the same thing. And I don't care if someone is dumb enough, and I mean this, if you are dumb enough to pay a kid, a high school quarterback, $9.5 million, there's one QB in America right now who I'd hand $10 million to would be Arch Manning. It goes without saying. It's the pedigree. It's the can't-miss factor. It's the Andrew Luck type guy, right? You pay that guy $10 million. I just don't think Arch Manning will fail. But everything else, I wanted Rico's take on this because when I read that, we're in a space now, and then you start doing the Google, and Tennessee allegedly paid a kid from, I think it's Long Beach Poly or whatever in California, may have paid him $10 million. Rico, help me understand what we're doing here when every school, Michigan fan, how many big-time QB busts have you lived through in Harbaugh's tenure? Yeah. Michigan State fans, I mean, name them. MSU usually gets a big-time QB, and most of them fail. Help me understand $9.5 million for the number seven QB in America.
I think Miami's trying to make that big splash. They're trying to make the U great again, and they're throwing the money around. They're kind of doing an end around to the NIL because there's not really a ton of set rules for this. Now, thanks to Miami, they're going to expedite this, and you're soon going to get, as I like to call, warning, coffee is hot label. The thing that you just already knew, but Miami's going to make sure everybody now knows, you can't just pay a player to come to your school. But Mike, this isn't the first one. It was Isaiah Wong, the basketball player who was a transfer, came in to play basketball for Miami. Yeah, Isaiah Wong, you know him. No, you don't. But he got paid a ridiculous amount of money. As I said, Ruiz has over 100 people that he has signed to promote his companies like Life Wallet and Cigarette Racing.
Excuse me?
Life Wallet, Cigarette Racing are some of subsidiaries of his companies.
Never heard of it.
Exactly. But he's bringing people in. Heck, I mean, he's throwing money out there. Now, I think that the NCAA is going to step in. And
do what?
They're going to come up with... Miami is going to force the NCAA to do the job they should have did at the very beginning. Okay, NIL is going to happen. Rather than go over in the corner and pout, let's try to set up some rules so that we don't have this ridiculous thing. Now, for teams like Miami and teams like Tennessee, Ohio State found out last year, you go ahead and you pay a true freshman $1 million to come in and he leaves the next year, he keeps the money. And you have nothing for that. That was Quinn Ewers. He was the Ohio State QB, came from Texas. Guess where he's playing this year? He's back at Texas. I think you're going to start seeing things like this fall to the wayside
this
once
money.
They realize Did we really just pay a quarterback $8.5 million?
This money has to be 9.5 on a 4-year commitment. He will never see the money if he leaves.
I mean, think about Dr. Pepper and Ungulele and, you know, and the Dr. Pepper commercials. They're like, this guy stinks. And we got him in our commercials. And he's horrible at Clemson.
He wasn't very good last year.
But he made the money. He was in the commercials. Spencer Rattler. Hey, he's making millions, right? He stinks. So I think this is an outlier. I don't think you're going to have a lot of teams doing what Miami is doing. But my God, if you're
so
a kid,
the
you
leaders
can get
right
$9 million.
Who are the leaders? It's A&M. It's Miami.
A&M collectively is saying, hey, you come here, we'll put together a package for like $100,000 for you right off the rip.
Miami.
Miami is just throwing out money like it's just.
What about Oregon? We got that Nike money.
I mean, Oregon is Oregon, probably, yeah. I'm sure Phil Knight's going to make sure that they take care of you.
Here's my question. How much trouble is this sport in? I mean, Rico and I are on the same page. Like, I love the guys getting the money. I love the idea these players can cash in. But we're hitting a point here where you go, wait, what? $9.5 million for the number. Now, man, if you told me, and maybe this is inherent bias, if you told me Texas paid Arch Manning $10 million bucks, I would understand it. Oil money, Texas, huge fan base, a Manning. Mm-hmm. I've heard about Arch Manning for 3 years. Like, I heard about him before he hit puberty. So I just look at it like, all right, if Arch Manning got $10 million bucks, I would somehow accept that. Whoever the hell Jaden Rashada is. Like, if you were a Michigan fan right now, I wouldn't give J.J. McCarthy $10 million.
And that's just it, Mike.
And we've already seen he has some ability.
I wouldn't give Arch Manning $10 million, but I get where you're coming from. But the hit rate on quarterbacks, horrible. Just bad. So, but I think you're having schools out there who figure, we got to do something to get the players to come here.
I know. I'm saying, now, how much trouble is the sport in here?
I don't think it's in as much trouble as you think. The extreme is Miami. I think the other extreme is Michigan and coming out saying we're, you know, they want it to be a transformational experience and not transactional and saying we're not going to give you anything. It does lie somewhere in the middle. Now, maybe Texas A&M has it where, hey, you come, we're going to try to set you up with at least $100,000 package. Okay. Now, it's up to you if you blow up and you can get that car dealership to give you the Lamborghini or the Rolls Royce. That's on you.
The problem I wonder is, like, if you're this Rashada kid going to Miami.
So much pressure.
Okay. It's already hard enough. Now you're going to enter this locker room. Everyone's from different backgrounds. Everyone's from different places. But now publicly, you've been. Now, again, there is no way in H-E-double-L hell this kid gets $9.5 million. If he goes there, stinks and transfers.
No.
It has to be, this is, hey, if you stay and play.
Well, now they
9.5.
Now they probably have that, but now Quinn Ewers kept his million and he transferred out. You look at the, it's so ridiculous, but yeah, they're going to be paying the money. And I mean, think about it. Derek King was supposed to go down to Miami and turn this thing around. He was done after 3 games.
Yeah, but he died against MSU. He got
hurt. But remember the hype that he had.
Sure.
Most quarterbacks can't. And I hate keep going back to this, but it's apt. Spencer Rattler had some bad games out the chute, and Oklahoma turned on him. And then it got bad. And then he got booed.
What about Graham Mertz?
Yeah, well, you're right, but Wisconsin people are nice. They don't boo.
No, I'm just helping you.
Yeah, but Graham Mertz,
he had his own logo. Yeah. He had his own products.
It doesn't work that way.
There's some, and listen, I like
especially a quarterback.
I like the NIL thing. I like athletes getting money. But this is now, you know, it's so unregulated. It's so Wild West.
And that's where the NCAA screwed up. It's real easy.
Who could have imagined when you leave it to boosters,
you know,
it
what
would get messed up?
I got an easy solution for them. I'll give that to you next.
That's a radio tease, people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.